All right, so thank you for tuning in to another one of our live broadcasts, whether you're watching on Facebook, over on Instagram, or tuning in later on the podcast version of this. Thank you very much for following along as we've been doing this little series about my planning for the Chicago Marathon. So fun announcement is I just found out earlier today that I got in, so now I'm really in for it here. And now I've got to actually make the training for this thing actually happen. So the first part is that the race date is October 7th, 2018. So if you're not doing anything, come to Chicago. It'll be a big, big party and a lot of fun. I haven't done a marathon in a bunch of years. I guess I'd have to look back at the old t-shirts to count when the last one that we did was. I know it was the Marine Corps Marathon. I don't remember what year it was, but it's been a bunch of years. So I am pretty excited to be getting back into training for this and just sat down and basically counted out 20 weeks. So I like to try and keep the training around 20 weeks. And so I'm gonna really begin, you know, kicking it up and getting into the full training plan mode will be around mid-May. So the idea of all these broadcasts is to sort of walk everybody through the process of what we're looking at. And so last week we talked about how I wanted to really spend the time over the winter months to build a little bit of a fitness base, but really to spend some time doing a lot of strength training so that as I get into the marathon part and the marathon training where I'm really building up my running load, that my body's at a spot where it can handle that big added load. And so what I've been doing a bunch of that and really working hard at that. And as I start to look into building in more running and adding running into more into the mix, we're going to go through on some more announcements of like this and figure out a way to do like a screen share and sort of walk everybody through as I design the training plan of what I'm going to do. But the nuts and bolts of it are that until around, you know, April, so for me, basically for the rest of the ski season, my focus is going to maintained on strength training with a little bit of running here and there, just so I continue to keep my body used to that. But I'm really not, I'm going to try and limit my running load over the course of the winter, mostly because, you know, busy skiing and getting some other stuff in, but also I don't want to slip and fall and do something stupid before the training really kicks in for this. And then what we're going to do is I'm going to start to slowly build up the running with the idea that I'd like to do a half marathon sometime around mid to late June before the July 4th time frame, and use that as a way of sort of checking where my fitness is and how the training plan is going. So I think Facebook canceled us here. So I'm not sure what happened there, but we're going to get rid of that and bear with me for a moment here while I try and get the Facebook one started up again. Not sure what happened. There it goes. All right, and Facebook's just coming back online. There it is. All right, good. So if you're just tuning in on Facebook, I'm not sure if the last video saved or what happened there. It seems to have cut off in the middle, but big announcement is that I am in and officially going to be part of the Chicago Marathon in 2018, so that's exciting. And what we're going to do is we are going to walk through building the training plan. So as I get going on building everything else up, the other thing that I'm looking at doing is the goal here with this training plan is I'd like to limit my long run to no more than 16 miles. So my longest run will be 16 miles. On that day where I do the 16 mile run, I plan on doing a shorter run maybe in the evening after it, depending on how the training plan works out and how I build it out. But going into it and building it, what I really want to focus on is making sure that I get the recovery in. So a lot of times talk about injuries that occur while running or running related injuries, and I think a lot of these things are less of overuse and more of under recovery. And so I really am going to spend the time using different tools and things around me to make sure that I have gotten the recovery in that I need to handle the load. And if I don't feel like I've gotten that recovery in, then I am going to make sure to adapt the training plan to that. So the big takeaway home, you know, big take home message from today is first, that I'm officially part of the race in 2018, so that's exciting. And second, that the goal for this training plan is to really focus on the recovery aspect of it. I think a lot of running training plans spend so much time looking at the mileage and the numbers there, and not enough time looking at the recovery part. So as we go through, we're gonna take a look at all that stuff and see how that goes. And I'm gonna slowly push out all the information, but I'm gonna make my whole plan totally open to everybody so everyone can see what I'm doing and how I'm doing it and the way I'm using different things. So I have to run because Hayden is arriving for his soccer practice here, and I'm going to go hang out with him and watch some soccer. So have a great day, everybody, and stay tuned for more information about the training plan and how things go.